baby.
Don't let me get the singing now. One day I'm going to sing for y'all, but today is not going to be that day. Amen. What's up, y'all? How have you been? You know, it's been a minute. You know, you counted. Don't ever count your girl out. Don't count me out, because I had to take a little step back to, you know, to get ready for the comeback. Amen. So much has gone on since I have been gone for about probably a smooth month, but you know, it's just a transitional time in my life, getting everybody. It's just a lot going on. I also put my podcast on Anchor, and Anchor is, I think it's exclusive for iPhone, but basically it's an app that you can record a podcast from your cell phone. You can record a podcast, you can mix it all on your cell phone. So, you know, I wasn't going to do that, but you know, I have my laptop and everything I record on. So I said, you know what, I'm just going to put it on Anchor, because I noticed that Anchor has a lot of different podcasts on it. So I said, I'm just going to put it on there just to have it on there. So when I did that, Anchor went ahead and put my podcast on Apple, Spotify, and a whole bunch of other platforms. Meanwhile, my podcast is already on Apple and Spotify. So I'm like, okay, what do I do? Because I'm paying for a host. Now, before I started podcasting, I did a lot of researching, and every YouTuber was telling me you have to have a host, whether it be Libsyn or Blueberry or Burberry or something like that. And I chose Libsyn. A host, basically, you know, you put your podcast on one website and they send it out to everybody that you sign up for. So all I have to do is upload it to Libsyn, and Libsyn would send it to Apple, Spotify, Stitcher, TuneIn, and something else. I forget. Great. Everything was going great, but they're charging me $15 a month, and Anchor is doing the same thing for free. So I'm stuck with the dilemma, like, okay, do I just shut Libsyn down and just work with Anchor? But I don't know, because I mean, Anchor just seems too good to be true. Like, I feel like if I do that, next thing I know, they're going to be like, okay, well, you have to pay a fee for us to do that. There's going to be a fee. Dilemmas. So for right now, while the podcast is small, because I do anticipate growth, speaking into existence, growth in multitudes, hallelujah. I think I should just roll with Anchor for now. And then, you know, if I need to get Libsyn later on, I could always sign up for Libsyn again. Agreed. Let the church say amen. So breaking news, y'all. They just locked up Bill Cosby. Bill Cosby was sentenced to 3 to 10 years for convicted rape in 2004. And I don't know how I feel about this, but obviously, you know, I don't condone anything like that. I don't think anybody should be let off the hook for doing anything like that. I also feel like there's a lot of other people that need to be in jail. Like R. Kelly, why did he not get any time? Why did he not go to jail at all, period, point blank? Why is he still out here making Trapped in the Closets? I don't think that's right. But clearly, Bill Cosby has access to the best lawyers, so he wasn't getting off. He wasn't getting off this time. So while I was gone, Aretha Franklin got laid to rest. Rest in peace, queen. I've been listening to her music since I was a kid. My mother put me on to her. Well, I'm not going to say mother put me on. My mother was on herself. And, you know, I just heard the stuff all the time. So I appreciate, you know, a lot of her music, as well as, you know, a lot of people do around the country. I did watch the funeral. I'm not going to say I sat there and, you know, studied it, but it was on in the background in my house. It was, you know, I woke up, it was on, took the kids to school, it was still on. Brought the kids home from school, it was still on, and making dinner was a long thing. And, you know, they had to lay to rest the queen. It was a funeral fit for the queen, as they say. But I'm sorry, but the high heels, the stilettos propped up, that just really bothered me. Because, you know, when the body, when we leave, we get stiff. And I'm like, I hope they ain't had to break the queen's bones, foot bone, to get it in that shoe. And I don't know why I think this way, but everybody else I talked to was like, girl, you better go ahead. And I'm just like, they probably had to break her ankle bone to get it propped up in that stiletto. But rest in peace to the queen of soul. You'll be missed. And thank you for all your contributions to the world. So rest in peace to the young man, Botham Jean. Please excuse me if I did not pronounce that correctly. He was a 27-year-old Dallas man who was shot dead by a police officer. As she claims, she thought it was her apartment, even though it was on the wrong floor and her key didn't work. She thought she was at her apartment, and The young man came to the door and she shot him dead. We've heard about this, so I'm not going to get into it into detail. But I mean, she was in full uniform regalia. And I'm just so tired of these police officers acting like if we see a cop, like we're not going to comply with what they tell us to do. Get on the floor. I mean, you're trained for these kind of situations. Unless somebody is charging at you with a weapon, you should be able to subdue, you know, the criminal. Air quotes. But I mean, this young man was a minister. He had a heart for God. And don't you just love to see a black man with a heart for just a passion for Christ? You know, sometimes y'all be on some, you know, I'm the God around here. I'm the king around here. I'm not submitting to nobody. But a man that can submit to Christ and is just passionate about it is so beautiful. And he lived his life in a beautiful way. And it's just so unfortunate that his life ended the way it did. And rest in peace to him and my condolences to his family. And you know, my brothers and sisters, we all have a number. We are not going to be here forever. So just make your time here worthwhile. Be a good person. Do good deeds. Love one another. Love on your family. Get right with God. I'm working on it now. Amen. I want to meet the Lord. Not today, not tomorrow, but one day. So while I'm here, I want him to use me. I don't just want to be a waste. And it's not too late for us, guys. We can get it together. Start today. So recently, I'm just coming into the awareness that all these celebrities, all these rich people who have access to everything, the money, the cars, all the stuff we want to do, the purses, the shoes, they all depressed. They all depressed on drugs, overdosing. Why is that? These are the people we aspire to be like. These are the people that got us buying fake Gucci shoes and painting the bottom of our shoes red and doing all kind of crazy stuff to try to keep up with the Joneses. Meanwhile, the Joneses are all on dope. They taking drugs just to cope with life because it's just too much for them. If you don't learn anything from all this craziness, all these celebrities just dropping dead every other week, just know that material things will not make you happy. Lauryn Hill said it best. How you gonna win if you ain't right within? How you gonna win if you ain't right within? Get right within. Find your inner peace. I know this kind of sounds corny, but I'm older and it's real. It's real. Find your inner peace. Stop overlooking the problems in your life. Stop overlooking depression, sadness, Uncle Johnny molested you and you still ain't got over it. Stop looking past these problems and deal with these issues. Face these issues head on. Get yourself some therapy. Meditate. Pray. You have to do these things for yourself because if you're not good for yourself, you're not going to be good for anybody else, especially if you have children. Work on you. You jumping from relationship to relationship. And you don't understand why you have inner demons. You have things in you that you have not worked on. You have so much trash inside of you that's just building and building and it's not going away. You have to deal with these issues before you can deal with somebody else. Before you can find a husband, you have to fix yourself. Before you can find a wife, you have to deal with yourself. Get all that crap together before you bring it into a relationship. Because if you're unhappy, a man is not going to make you happy. A woman is not going to make you happy. Cars, clothes, jewelry, that stuff is not going to make you happy. There are too many resources for you to be sitting out here just being depressed and just dealing with it. I'm going to say it one more time. If you suffer from depression, anxiety, get yourself some help. Get in a treatment, counseling, get some prayer in your life, some meditation. Immediately, as soon as possible. And I'm sounding a little preachy, but I'm not a preacher and I'm not trying to preach at anyone or talk anyone. I just have a heart to uplift people. That's just what I do. It just comes out of me naturally. I like to sow positivity into people. I feel like life is too short for you to suffer. You deserve the best. You don't have to live like this. So do what you need to do because you deserve to be happy. Amen? You need to keep your
business on the face. Yes, don't nobody care about what your baby daddy been doing. Keep your business on the face. Stop trying to air out your cousin.
I can't make this stuff up. So if you have some free time, please go listen to the full version of that song, Keep Your Business Off of Facebook. And not just Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat, all of that stuff. Y'all have got to stop having arguments on Facebook through post. People will sit there all day and go tit for tat under a Facebook post. Please stop doing that. I beg of you. Also, please stop doing your drugs on Instagram. Please stop smoking your weed on Instagram. Please stop taking pictures of your guns, you holding a gun, any kind of gang activity. Please stop putting that stuff on Facebook. The feds are watching. Some of y'all need to keep y'all booties off of Facebook, especially if, you know, your whole family follows you. Like, we don't want to see your booty no more. Please put your booty away. We know it's there. And, you know, sometimes, y'all, we all know that person that's posting all day long. And I'm like, how do you have time? How do you have the time to constantly put these monologues on Facebook? Don't you have a job, sugar? Just in case we were all wondering how much you love your child because you know, you have to give us a few paragraphs every day about how much you love. We all love our children. We all love our children. But you know what? There was a point where we could say, oh, get off Facebook. You need to be on there, or get off Instagram. But we can't. We're all addicted to it. Social media drug. We are all addicted to it. It's just, I mean, these phones now, what do we do before the Android phone? It's like I have a little computer in my hand. I can literally entertain myself all the day long. And Instagram too. You know what? Instagram, it just seems so much worse than Facebook, because Facebook, you know, you're mainly keeping in touch with your family and your friends and, you know, people you don't want to call on the phone, but, you know, you just want to, I guess, see what's going on in their life somehow. I mean, but Facebook is so fake. Everybody's rich. You know, everybody has flawless skin. It's horrible. Like, this makeup is out of control. Don't get me wrong, I'm a makeup girl, but like, I still like to look like a human. I still like to look like a black woman when I do my makeup. Like, there are people who do makeup and they just look like a whole different nationality. It's like, once you get them eyebrows done and you throw that lace front on, I don't even recognize you. Jesus don't know who you are anymore. But let me not shade. I'm not here to shade anyone. You can go on somebody's Instagram page and know everything they have, cars, clothes, everything. Because they document it for you. And, you know, I'm a little older, so I'm like, I don't want to let anybody know what I have at all. I want everybody to think I'm broke, because when people think you got a little something, they stay in your pockets. Oh, let's ask Sheikah for some money. She got it. And then when you tell them no, that's when the phone call stop. Nobody don't care about you no more. But you know what? I'm not going to sit here in front. Like, I'm not still on Instagram. I am on Instagram, but I had to modify the kind of content I was, you know, looking at. I had to unfollow a lot of people, like Shade Room and Ball Alert, that kind of stuff. I don't want to know any of that anymore. I don't need to know any of that. And, you know, there are some positive things. You know, I follow a lot of vegan pages. I follow a lot of Christian pages. So I don't need to go on there and see the latest Cardi B news, because, frankly, I don't care. I was just telling my friend, there was once a time where I would cut on the radio, because that's what we did back in the day. We listened to the radio. Wasn't no Spotify and Google Play and none of that. Every song that came on the radio, I knew all the words. I knew the artists. I knew all that. And honey, if I listen to the radio now, I don't know none of it. Don't want to know. Ain't got time to figure it out. Another thing with social media is YouTube. I try to tell people, YouTubers be lying. I know, I used to be a YouTuber. I mean, between the fake giveaways, you know, you see these little contests, nobody ever wins them. I've seen fake arguments. All these pranks are fake. I mean, how many times are we gonna see a dead boyfriend prank? A dead boyfriend prank is working on you. Meanwhile, like, every YouTuber has done this prank. Even down to you chefs, to you YouTube chefs. It's a lot of editing, cutting and pasting going on in these recipes. YouTubers be lying. This stuff, I mean, anybody can cook some of them and say, mmm, it tastes delicious. And you try to cook it and you wondering why this stuff is nasty. Because YouTubers be lying. I had to tell my son the other day, he tried to make slime. And he saw some video where they told you all you needed to make slime was flour and dish detergent. And he was in there trying to whip it up, honey. He was, okay, Chef Curry in the kitchen? He was trying to whip it up and it did not work. And I'm like, listen, Maurice, sometimes the YouTubers, they twist the truth a little bit because they have to make their videos look good because they need to get the views. So it's sometimes, you know, they stretch the truth a little bit. And he's like, yeah, you looking at slime now, but you don't know when it was made, who made it. A lot of copy and paste. That's all I'm saying. Oh, and don't get me started on clickbait. I just must have watched. I felt like I talked about this before, but I just watched a video and the title of the video was "We're Getting a Divorce." So I'm watching the video and I'm waiting to see, you know, okay, when is this going to happen? And they got in an argument. That's it. And they didn't even get in an argument on camera. They got in an argument off camera. Then by the end of the video, she's just like, well, you know, I thought we were going to get a divorce, but you know, what? Anyways, but you know, people like attention. That's what this all boils down to, is people need a lot of attention. I don't need that much attention. Maybe that's why it didn't work out for me. So another thing that I have been noticing that has been a trend lately is the exposing of racist tweets. People tweet little racist things and, you know, maybe they made that tweet back in 2013, but, you know, we got some little troll who digs and finds it and brings it out into the open. I mean, and who is here for racism? Nobody's down with the racism, I don't think. I think it's one of the most disgusting things you could be. And they always, you know, they try to clean it up and say, I didn't mean it that way. I've changed. You don't give anybody a chance to grow. Growth, growth, growth. I think it's good to expose people because I like to know exactly who I'm dealing with. You know, I don't need all the falsities and if that's even a word. I just need to know exactly who you are so I know how to deal with you. But do you feel that time can enlighten someone and change their whole point of view? I don't know if I believe that. So let's just say you were a black person married to a Caucasian person and, you know, something got exposed that they put out in like 2011 before they knew you. You know, maybe they said something racist on social media and was brought to the light. How would you handle that? Because this is your mate's. How would you handle that? It might sound a little far-fetched, but I promise it's not. If the relationship is, you know, new enough, I would say bounce. But I mean, if you have kids, I can't just say just bounce out on your family. But, you know, steps have to be taken. We have to, yeah, there's going to be a lot of things we need to work on. The first thing that I would want is for you to acknowledge that, yes, these comments, these remarks, they were racist, and that you accept full responsibility and not say something like, oh, I didn't mean it like that, or they weren't racist, or I'm, you know, that's just a cop out. So let's move on a little bit. Let's move on a little and let's talk about dating in social media, dating on social media, meeting someone that maybe, you know, you follow on Instagram and stuff. I'm not here for any of that because, like I said, it's all a facade. Nobody is really the way they are on social media, even if it's YouTube and you can visually see a person. Everybody is putting on. But, I mean, online dating is a thing now. I don't really even want to deal with that. I feel like there's too many people in the world. I see too many people outside when I walk outside of my home, when I do what I need to do, you know, then I have to, you know, find somebody on a dating app. But I can't judge because people have met and married. So I don't want to sound too judgmental because I'm not a judgmental person. I'm just saying it's not for me. At this point in the game, like if I was single, I'm so jaded that I would have to meet someone that somebody I knew, like meet them through somebody, and a friend or a family member would have to vouch for this person, that this person is not insane. Mental health issues are prevalent. A lot of people don't take care of themselves. So now that we have dwelled on a lot of negative things about social media, maybe we can talk about some positive stuff. I think that social media is a great way to not to own, but to promote your business, to grow your business, to find clientele, to network with other companies. It's a great way to expand your business. And I almost feel like nowadays you have to have some type of social media to grow your business to where you want it to be. I am actually thinking about starting a business. I've started putting some things together and I've been doing my research and, you know, you need a private, what I think you do, you need a private page, Instagram page for your business. And then you go to businesses that are like your business. So let's say you're doing a baking business. You want to go find local baking businesses that have pages already and just go follow all of their followers, because if they see your page, they will go check it out. Well, you're welcome for that little tidbit. My business is in the development stage, so I definitely will keep you guys posted to let you know when things start popping off, and that'll be another way I can promote this podcast through the business. So it's not always bad. It's not always bad. It can work for you. It can help you. You know what? I have an Instagram up, and I don't even post on it. I'll go through phases where I'm like, okay, I need to make one post every day because I am trying to promote this podcast through that, but I don't even want my podcast does not need to be on my personal page. I realize that. But it's like, yo, if I don't have plastic surgery, I feel like I need to have plastic surgery to be on Instagram nowadays. Like, you know what I mean? I really hope this is a phase, because some of this plastic surgery is getting really out of hand, and it seems like it's getting more and more accessible because, you know, some of these jobs look very botched. Your butt does not need to be that big. I promise you, you don't have to be looking like two pumpkins walking around on two toothpicks. It's not that, it doesn't have to be that big. It's likely a trend though. I'm thinking this is all a trend, and you know, give it a little while and people will calm down a little bit. But you know what? Honestly, plastic surgery is not a trend because it's just getting more and more extreme. I actually saw somewhere where people are putting fake dimples in their face. Like, they're creating dimples in their cheeks. Why do we have to do the most at all times? Like, girl, I'm going to get these dimples and I'm going to be killing the game. And that brings us to our health segment. And for today's health segment, I would love for you to try the 30-Day Vegan Challenge. What that consists of is you just going vegan for 30 days. If you live in a big city, that should be no problem for you because you have so many options. You have restaurants. You have grocery stores that really cater to your needs. Now, where I live, I ain't got none of that. Like, I got some tofu and maybe an imitation sausage or two. And that's pretty much it. So I have to really get in there and cook and find all these new recipes. But it's good because I like conscious eating. I like actually thinking about everything that I put into my body. You're going to be feeling so good. I promise you will likely want to do it even longer. Like, the weight will literally just fall off of you. I know I mentioned this in a previous podcast, but I got to preach it. You know, when you go to the doctor and the doctor's like, do you have any history of diabetes or high blood pressure? And you have to think about it. But I mean, this stuff is caused by diet. You can reverse all of these things. You can reverse obesity by changing your diet, heart issues. You can stop being dependent on certain medications, cell regeneration, all these wonderful things just by changing your diet. And I know, like, the vegans, we're very annoying people. I get it. But I just want to spread the good news because I want you to be doing as well as I'm doing. I've dropped so much weight, and this is even before I started exercising. I mean, I'm telling you, like, the weight just falls off of you. My skin is clear. I used to have some hyperpigmentation around my mouth area, like around my smile lines. All that is gone just from changing my diet. Mental clarity. I can remember things now. It's beautiful. It's a beautiful thing. So please just try it. 30 days. It will not kill you. I promise. If you decide to try it, just let me know. Email me, leave me a comment. You can find me on Facebook. I'll leave all that in the description box. So you can contact me because I want to know how you're doing.
I'm going to make you drag that chain for the rest of your life. And if you don't know who you are, you're going to be enslaved and imprisoned. Why'd you come see me, Miss Matilda?
I don't know why I came to see you right now.
Shout out to Ms. Von Zantz for bringing us into our advice segment. That was not necessary. She just makes me laugh because I just don't get, like, she'll just be like, you must trust your shoe because your shoe knows the heel to your leg. Like, I'd be like, girl. But anyways, let's get to our advice question. So the question is, I am dating a guy and he is pressuring me to lose weight. I think that if I do not lose the weight, he will leave me. What should I do? Well, if you don't want to lose weight for yourself, I think you should leave this man alone. I know it's cliche to say it, but you need to find somebody who's going to love you for exactly who you are. And there's a way to go about saying, okay, maybe we could be a little healthier, or, you know, rather than saying you need to lose some weight. Because my mother has lived and I dated someone who would actually grab my stomach and ask me, like, what are you going to do about this? You need to do something about this. And it used to make me feel horrible. So I know how you're feeling, girl. So I just say, you know what? And, you know, maybe you are overweight. But if you want to lose the weight, do it for yourself. Don't do it because some man is telling you you need to do it. Nope, I don't think he's the right pick. And I feel like if you let him get away with this, he's going to be trying to run your life in all other kinds of way. If you don't love me at my big Kelly price, you can't have my small Kelly, okay? And truth be told, big girls ain't never got no problem getting a man, okay? There's plenty more out there, so just move on. Don't let nobody have you out here feeling bad about yourself. And isn't it crazy how one person will say one thing to you about your appearance or, you know, something about you, and it just really follows you for the rest of your life. I remember things that people have said to me when I was probably maybe like 6-7 years old. I still remember these things. So everybody listening, just choose your words wisely. If you want to tell somebody about their self or how they look or how they act, or, you know, if you think they're intelligent, or just, you know, choose your words wisely, because you really can just mess up somebody's whole self-esteem for the rest of their life. So just be careful with that kind of thing. You want to sow positive seeds into everybody you come in contact with. Yes, sow positive seeds, sow positivity into everyone that you come in contact with. That's your homework. Thank you guys for listening. I had so much fun. And I just really want to, guys, just love yourselves, love your family, love your friends. Thank you for listening to my podcast. I really appreciate the support. You can leave me a message or whatever you want to do. Whatever app you're listening to this on, just drop me a message. You can also send me an email at theavenuezc@gmail.com. That's theavenuezc, as in Zara Chanel, @gmail.com. You can find me on Facebook at The Avenue with Zara Chanel. Come chat me up a bit. Questions, comments, advice, suggestions. What do you want to hear me talk about next? Love you so much. Take care. Be blessed.